Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Melissa. She lives in Auburn, and she's a supply chain analyst. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. Thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. We know you, or at least we heard, were a little bit nervous, but we're really glad you're doing this.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay. Ask me, drill me.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Don't worry. We got tickets also to go see Max McNown. He's an up-and-comer. He's going to be at the Showbox on October 19th, and you got a free pair of tickets.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you. I saw him once before, but I had to leave the concert early because I had the flu. So
no.
I would love to see him again.
What a rip-off.
Redemption.
Large
I know,
arms.
Because I went to Nemo's in Seattle.
Ron's digging on his biceps. Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll have those every day this week, too, if you're thinking about maybe calling in tomorrow for Share Your Salary. But for now, Melissa, supply chain analyst, let's put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you as many questions as we can about what you do. When we're done, we'll play a song and think things over. We'll come back. Everybody will guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share that salary. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, Gabe, let's make this a good one. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. On your mark, get, set, and go.
How long have you been there?
19 years.
Wow.
Oh, how old are you, Melissa?
50.
Okay.
Are you the breadwinner?
Well, yes, because I'm single. Hmm.
Oh, okay. What exactly do you do? What is a supply chain analyst?
I order parts for airplanes.
Okay. Oh, do you own
a
home?
I arrange delivery work with suppliers. Yes, I do own a home.
All right. Do you work for a large company?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Do you think you'll stay there till you retire?
Yes, I will.
Oh, man. How often do you get raises?
Every year, 3%.
Oh.
How many people do you oversee?
I'm actually just considered a supply or a SME, a subject matter expert, so I'm not management.
Oh.
What's the most expensive thing you own, not including your car?
Probably my home. But the home wasn't through the job. It's more through my divorce.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to hear about that, Melissa.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you're... Hey, bigger and better. Bigger and better, my friends. There we go. All right, if you're listening, you think you got a guess here what supply chain analyst Melissa is making, shoot us a text and make sure you include, like, oh, yeah, I think she's making this amount of money, but also here's my name, here's where I'm from, because we use your text as our guesses. So 253-642-WOLF, that is the number to call, or excuse me, to text. Do that now, and you're going to find out what Melissa makes coming up here in about 3 minutes.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Melissa. She lives in Auburn, and she is a supply chain analyst. Before we find out how much money she's making, let's review, Gabe. What did we just learn about Melissa?
She's been there for 19 years. She gets a 3% raise every year. She is 50 years old. She is single, so yes, she is the breadwinner, but she is divorced. But she's in her redemption era, so watch out, world. Okay.
Yeah, here she comes.
She works with parts. She is a homeowner. She does work for a large company. She hopes to stay there until she retires, and she said something about a SME.
Subject matter expert.
Thank you.
She started talking like in her industry lingo.
Yeah.
She's speaking in tongues.
SME.
All right, I'm going to go first. I'm changing my guess here.
Paul checked in. You are so annoying.
Well, he just came in late on a text. He said, I used to perform a similar function at the Big B. And he said his guess was 110.
Matt, so that is so cheap because your guess was way higher. And I said, well, that's so high, you're going to lose. And now you moved it.
Yep, I'm allowed to change my mind. I'm a man of 2025. Yeah. I can have an opinion.
I'm going to change my mind.
I'm an American. I can do that. Yeah. Toby Keith taught me that. Okay, Gabe, what do you think?
I'm going to go a little bit higher. I still think you're wrong. I'm going to go with Amanda at 149.
Paul, don't listen to her. We're right. We got this. Okay, you're 149. Big money, big money, big money. Ronnie?
I got to go with Kelly in Eatonville. She says, I work in supply chain for a global company, so I'm going to say 98.
Oh, well, that's kind of where I was originally. So, all right, our guesses are 98, 110, and 149, but it doesn't really matter. We all don't know how much you're actually making as a supply chain.
$127,000.
Not doing the math on that, Gabe. We're right in the middle between Gabe and I. I'm not doing the math on that one. But so more importantly, how is it being single? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm having the time of my life. Are you kidding me?
Are you dating?
I mean, the dating pool sucks, but I have lots of friends and I'm having a ton of fun.
Do you have kids?
I do, but they're I'm an empty nester. They're older, so.
Oh, yeah. Did they ever try to fix you up with, like, their friends' parents?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. No. Did they support you getting out there and getting your freak on?
Oh, my kids, they know I'm crazy, so, yeah.
Okay.
They try not to follow me on social media.
Wow.
Wow. Are you posting? What are you posting over there, Melissa?
No, I have a very social group that I'm part of, and we're kayaking this weekend. I went to Thursday, Friday, Saturday to live music events all weekend. I'm more active now and social now than I ever was when I was married for 25 years.
I have a question.
She was trapped in a prison.
When you got married, did you know, like, oh, this isn't the one, or did you think he was the one?
No, honestly, I knew he probably wasn't the one, unfortunately.
Did you get married young?
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 23.
Okay. And you just figured it was the right thing to do versus what I really want?
Well, I think I just kind of ignored the red flags.
Yeah. You when you're in the fishbowl, you can't see him as well. You know what I mean? You can see him now in the rearview mirror.
But 25, that's a trek.
You stuck it out for a long time.
I'm a ride or die.
Yeah, you're loyal.
You deserve a ride or die.
By the way, can other people join your group, even if they're like married and men? Because I think that sounds like fun. I might want to come along.
If you're not, I mean, you can't be. You have to be single, but it is a 40-plus group.
You have to be single and a woman.
I got the 40-plus thing down.
No, you don't have to be a woman. It's both, you know, genders. But
yeah, they like wieners, too.
Yeah, that's how they, This is
weenie week on The Wolf. Okay? Hot dogs for heroes and weenies for Melissa. Okay? All right. You've been great. Thanks for putting up with our questions. We're curious and we love you. And we have those tickets for you, Max McNown. So you'll be going to that show at the show box in October, okay?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.